Chapter 17.
1. And when Abram was 99 years old, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said to him, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be perfect. 2. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will increase you very greatly. 3. And Abram fell on his face. And Elohim spoke with him, saying, 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. 5. And your name no longer shall be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. 6. And I will make you very fruitful, exceedingly. And I will give you for nations. And kings shall come out of you. 7. And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a Elohim to you and to your seed after you. 8. And I will give to you and to your seed after you the land of your sojourning, O the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their Elohim. 9. And Elohim said to Abraham, You shall keep my covenant, you and your seed after you in their generations. 10. This is my covenant which you shall keep, between me and you and your seed after you, every male child among you shall be circumcised. 11. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin. And it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you.
12. And a son of 8 days shall be circumcised among you, every male in your generation, he that is born in the house, or bought with silver from any son of a foreigner who is not of your seed. 13. The child of your house and the purchase of your money circumcising must be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for a perpetual covenant. 14. And an uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, his soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. 15. And Elohim said to Abraham, You shall not call your wife Sarai by her name Sarai, for Sarah shall be her name. 16. And I have blessed her and have also given to you a son from her. Yea, I have blessed her and she shall become nations. Kings of people shall be from her. 17. And Abraham fell on his face and laughed, and he said in his heart, Shall one be born to a son of 100 years? And shall Sarah bear a daughter of 90 years? 18. And Abraham said to Elohim, O that Ishmael might live before you. 19. And Elohim said, Your wife Sarah truly shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. And I have established my covenant with him for a perpetual covenant with his seed after him.
20. And as to Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall father 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. 21. And I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set apart time next year. 22. And he finished talking with him. And Elohim ascended up from Abraham. 23. And Abraham took his son Ishmael, and all the ones born of his house, and all that were bought with his silver, every male among the men of the house of Abraham. And he circumcised the flesh of their foreskins in that same day, even as Elohim spoke to him. 24. And Abraham was a son of 99 years when being circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. 25. And his son Ishmael was a son of 13 years when being circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. 26. In the same day that Abraham was circumcised, Ishmael his son also was. 27. And all the men of his house, born in the house or bought with silver from a son of a foreigner, were circumcised with him.
Chapter 18.
1. And Yahweh visually appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre. And he was sitting at the door of the tent in the heat of the day. 2. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and, behold, 3 men were standing by him. And he saw, and he ran to meet them from the entrance of the tent. And he bowed to the ground. 3. And he said, Yahweh, if now I have found favor in your sight, I beg you, do not leave from near your servant. 4. Please allow a little water to be taken and you wash your feet, and rest under the tree. 5. And I will bring a bite of bread and will sustain your heart. Then you may pass on, for this is why you have passed over to your servant. And they said, Do so, as you have said. 6. And Abraham ran into the tent to Sarah and said, Hurry, prepare 3 measures of fine meal, knead it and make cakes. 7. And Abraham ran to the herd and brought a son of the herd, tender and good, and gave it to a youth. And he hurried to prepare it. 8. And he took curds and milk and the son of the herd which he had prepared, and he set before them. And he stood by them under the tree. And they ate. 9. And they said to him, Where is your wife Sarah? And he said, See, in the tent. 10. And he said, Certainly I will return to you at the time of life, and, behold, a son shall be to your wife Sarah. And Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, and it was behind him. 11. And Abraham and Sarah were aged, going on in days. The custom as to women had ceased to be to Sarah. 12. And Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After my being old, shall there be pleasure to me, my Lord also being old? 13. And Yahweh said to Abraham, Why has Sarah laughed at this, saying, Indeed, truly shall I bear, even I who am old? 14. Is anything too difficult for Yahweh? At the appointed set apart time I will return to you, at the time of life, and there will be a son to Sarah. 15. And Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, No, but you did laugh. 16. And the men rose up from there and looked on the face of Sodom. And Abraham was going with them, to send them away. 17. And Yahweh said, Shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing? 18. And Abraham shall surely become a great and powerful nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? 19. For I have known him, so that whatever he may command his sons and his house after him, even they may keep the way of Yahweh, to do righteousness and justice, to the intent that Yahweh may bring on Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
20. And Yahweh said, The cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is exceedingly heavy. 21. I will go down and see if they have at all done according to the cry coming to me, and if not, I will know. 22. And the men faced around from there and went toward Sodom, and Abraham was still standing before Yahweh. 23. And Abraham drew near and said, Is it so? Will you cut off the righteous with the wicked? 24. Perhaps there are 50 righteous within the city. Is it so you will cut off and will not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous ones that are within it? 25. Far be it from you to act in this way, to put to death the righteous with the wicked. Far be it from you, the judge of all the earth. Shall he not do right?
26. And Yahweh said, If I find 50 righteous within the city, in Sodom, then I will spare all the place because of them. 27. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, I pray, I have undertaken to speak to Yahweh, and I am dust and ash. 28. Perhaps there will be lacking 5 from the 50 righteous. Will you destroy all the city for the 5? And he said, If I find 45 there, I will not destroy. 29. And he continued still to speak to him and said, Perhaps 40 will be found there. And he said, I will not do it because of the 40. 30. And he said, Please Yahweh, do not be angry, that I may speak, perhaps 30 will be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. 31. And he said, Behold, I pray, I have undertaken to speak to Adonai, perhaps 20 will be found there. And he said, I will not destroy because of the 20. 32. And he said, I pray, let not Yahweh be angry that I may speak only this time, perhaps 10 will be found there. And he said, I will not destroy because of the 10. 33. And when Yahweh had finished speaking to Abraham, he left. And Abraham returned to his place.
Chapter 19.
1. And the two cherubs came into Sodom at evening. And Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom. And Lot saw, and he rose up to meet them and bowed his face to the earth. 2. And he said, Behold, now, my masters, please turn into your servant's house and lodge, and wash your feet, and rise early and go to your way. And they said, No, for we will lodge in the street. 3. And he much urged them, and they turned unto him and came into his house. And he made a feast for them. And he baked unleavened matzos, and they ate. 4. Before they had laid down, even the men of the city, the men of Sodom, circled the house, from the young to the aged, all the people from its limits. 5. And they called to Lot and said to him, Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may have sex with them. 6. And Lot went out to them, to the door, and he closed the door behind him. 7. And he said, My brothers, please do not act evilly. 8. Behold, now, I have two daughters who have not known a man, please let me bring them out to you and do to them as you see fit, only do not do a thing to these men, on account of this they came into the shade of my roof. 9. And they said, Stand back. And they said, This one came in to visit, and must he always judge. Now we will do evil to you rather than to them. And they pressed on the man, upon Lot violently, and drew near to break the door. 10. But the men put out their hands and brought Lot into them, into the house, and shut the door. 11. And they struck the men at the door of the house with blindness, from the small to the great, and they struggled to find the door. 12. And the men said to Lot, Who still is here to you? Bring out of this place your sons and your sons-in-law and your daughters, and whoever belongs to you in the city. 13. For we are about to destroy this place, for the cry of them is great before Yahweh, and Yahweh has sent us to destroy it. 14. And Lot went out to speak to his sons-in-law, those taking his daughters. And he said, Rise up, go out from this place, for Yahweh is about to destroy the city. And he seemed as one joking to his sons-in-law. 15. And when the dawn rose, then the cherubs urged Lot, saying, Rise up, take your wife and your two daughters who are found, lest you be consumed in the perversity of the city. 16. And he lingered. And the men lay hold of his hand and his wife's hand, and on the hand of his two daughters, Yahweh having mercy on him. And they caused him to go out, and they put him down outside the city. 17. And it happened as they led them outside, he said, Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, and do not stay in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be swept away. 18. And Lot said to them, Please, no, my master. 19. Behold, now, your servant has found grace in your sight, and you have magnified your mercy which you have done to me in saving my life. And I am not able to escape to the mountain lest some evil overtake me and I die. 20. Please, now, this city is near, to flee there, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little thing, that my soul may live? 21. And he said to him, See, I have lifted up your face also as to this thing, without overthrowing the city for which you have spoken. 22. Hurry, escape there, for I am not able to do anything until you have come there. So the name of the city was called Zoar. 23. The sun had gone forth on the earth, and Lot came into Zoar. 24. And Yahweh rained fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, from Yahweh out of the heavens. 25. And he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all those living in the cities, and the produce of the ground. 26. And his wife looked back with pleasure from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt.
27. And Abraham started up early in the morning, going to the place where he had stood there before Yahweh. 28. And he looked toward the face of Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain. And he saw, and, behold, the smoke of the country went up like the smoke of a furnace.
29. And it happened when Elohim destroyed the cities of the plain, Elohim remembered Abraham, and he sent Lot out from the overthrow when overturning the cities in which Lot lived. 30. And Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the mount. And his two daughters were with him. For he feared to live in Zoar. And he lived in a cave, he and his two daughters. 31. And the firstborn said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is no man in the land to come into us as is the way of all the earth. 32. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and let us lie with him, that we may keep alive seed of our father. 33. And they caused their father to drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he did not know when she lay down nor when she rose up. 34. And on the next day it happened, the firstborn said to the younger, Behold, I lay with my father last night. Let us cause him to drink wine tonight also. And you go in and lie with him, so that we may keep alive seed of our father. 35. And they caused their father to drink wine that night also. And the younger rose up and lay with him. And he did not know when she lay down, nor when she rose up. 36. And both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. 37. And the firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab, he is the father of Moab to this day. 38. And the younger also bore a son and called his name Ben-Ammi, he is the father of the Ammonites to this day.